Yeah, I think we all have been. You know, it's the whole offense. You know, it's never just on one guy. You know, when turnovers happen, it's rarely just that one person. You know, it's usually a chain reaction of whether it's the call, whether it's protections, whether it was the throw. A lot of things go into turnovers, and you know, I think you guys have seen Matt for a long time, and Matt's a solid quarterback, and he's not going to be perfect all the time. But what I've enjoyed most about Matt and been the most impressed about him is, you know, a lot of guys when they do have turnovers, they get worse as the game goes, and I feel like Matt, he comes back and plays better almost after him. You know, I really felt that versus Washington, and I thought he was going to be able to do that versus New Orleans, but we ended up getting down a little bit too much. But you know, interceptions don't faze Matt. He's going to keep throwing it, keep letting it rip, and hopefully we can put him in some better positions.
I'm sure you've addressed this before, but in what way did your past time with Leonard Hankerson play a role in wanting to work with him again?
Just that I know Hank's a good receiver. You know, I think he's capable of starting in this league. He's proved it to us at Washington. He's proved it here. He's had some bad injuries, too specifically over his 4 years, I believe his 4 years in the NFL. But Hank's very versatile. He can move around. He's a big guy, who can also play inside and run the slot routes, and he's fast enough to be outside and run the outside routes. But, Hank is a very detailed person. We can move him around a lot, doesn't bust much, and he's a guy that you have confidence in that is going to know what he's doing and can still make plays for you.
What have they done specifically in their pass defense that's allowed them to be so successful this year?
You know, they got a real good pass rush. You know, I think someone gave me the stat that they've hit the quarterback more than anyone in the league. I don't know whether that's 100% right, but I know that if it's not, they're definitely up there. They get after the quarterback fast. You can't sit on and hold it all day. Whether people are open or not, it's very hard to go through a progression versus defense. They know how to rush and they know how to blitz. So they put the quarterback under duress, and if they're going to sit back and tee off, I think people know that. So you can't just go out and throw it all the time versus them. You got to stay balanced and make them defend the run and the pass to give yourself a chance.
Do you change anything in the run game
on pass defense? We try to change everything up every week, and you change it up through the game. You go in with a game plan. You go through scenarios. You know what you want to do, what you think you're going to get, what you think is going to get the players the best chance to win. But a lot of times you go in and you come out, and within three plays you realize that they have a totally different game plan. So that's why you got to carry a number of stuff into a game plan, because you never know what direction it's going to go. You always want it to go a certain way, but very few times in my career has it gone that way for an entire four quarters, if ever. So you got to be ready to adjust and do it all.
Well, we've got a obligatory Julio. We can ask one Julio question. How's Julio look this week, Coach?
He's looked good. Yeah. The time off helped. You know, getting a few days off helped him, helped all of us. We got a little bit more sleep. We all feel a lot more rested this week, and I think he's got a little bit more juice.